Revelation 21:6. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. Notice it says, he that overcomes will inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, say fearful, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now I knew that the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and the idolaters, and the liars will go to hell. I knew that. But this jumped out at me. The fearful and unbelieving. I could take unbelieving as they didn't believe in God, so they're not going to make it. You know, if we don't believe on him and we don't accept him as Lord, then we can't, there's no other way to get to heaven. Amen? He is the door. He is the way to heaven. He is the way to get there. But the fearful, this jumped out at me. Ronnie and I were talking about this the other day, so I started studying it. And I looked up that word fearful in the Greek in Revelations, and the word is called dilos. And it means timid or faithless.
Oh my God.
Timid or faithless. I said, my goodness. Dread, timid, and faithless. Now I looked up the word fear in the Hebrew, where it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. That word is called yari, and it means respect and reverence. So the fear of the Lord, the reverence and respect of the Lord, is the beginning of all wisdom. Do you understand? But if you have a faithless fear, if you have that fear of dread about you, if you, when it gets to the point, my brother and sister, that you would tell God no because you're afraid, then it's wrong. Do you understand that everybody has a day when you might be a little concerned about something? There may be a fear come to you sometimes in different ways. I'm talking about where it controls you. I'm talking about where you get so fearful when God says, son, I want you to do this. Oh, God, I can't. I'm scared. I can't do it. I want you to remember something, and don't ever forget this. When I was in Indiana, Murray and I had real good jobs up there, and I knew God was leading me to come back. I knew God was telling me it's time to go home. And I had real good insurance, had real good job at a real good place, and I liked it. Murray liked it, but we knew to leave. And as I started giving my notice, my brother, and I started pulling away, there was a fear come on me. And I started thinking about it, Pastor, and I thought, how am I going to live? How am I going to make it? How am I going to, I mean, I got to support my family. And all these what ifs came. I call them but what ifers. That's what they are. They're but what ifers. But what if? Anytime you try to have faith, you're going to get a but what if from the devil. He's always there. And I remember I got this knot in my stomach, and I carried it around for a week or two right here. Man, it's just gnawing at me. I was scared. There was a fear on me, and I didn't recognize it. I was too caught up in the moment. And I was praying one day in my bedroom. And I know God allowed me to see this, Ronnie, but I had my eyes closed. And as I was praying, God, give me peace, and God, I need you to help me, I seen hair like a mane. And I had my eyes closed, and it was gray, and it started coming up the neck, and it was like a rough, coarse hair. And when it got up to the head, it was a wolf. And I seen it. I seen it just as good as I'm seeing this with my eyes closed. And this wolf was clamped down on something. And it was snarling. And it was foaming. And I seen this hair bristling on its neck. And I was thinking, my God, what is that? And the Lord said, rebuke it. I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And it just went, and it was still holding on to something. And God said, ask it its name. And I was praying, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to tell me your name. And it let go of whatever it had, and it looked at me with drool, and it said, fear. Fear. And man, I get chills talking about it. I got hot then, son, because I knew that God was showing me something. And I looked at this thing in my bedroom on my knees, and I said, in the name of Jesus, fear, I rebuke you. I command you to leave my house, leave my mind, leave my heart, leave my situation. I curse you in the name of Jesus. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I didn't have a sound mind. I didn't have a spirit of power at that moment. I got caught up in this thing. and I let it overtake me. Was you possessed? No, I wasn't possessed. I was influenced by the wrong spirit. Is that all right? It came and I welcomed that thing and I kept listening to it. And when God showed me that and I rebuked it, it moved and it left. It had a hold of me. It had a hold of my mind. It had a hold of my peace. It had a hold of my situation. And when I rebuked it, I didn't worry no more about leaving. It was just like it left. I want you to know that fear is a spirit. The Bible says God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So that fear is a spirit. And any time that God wants you to do something, many times fear will come to tell you you're not capable, or you can't afford it, or you'll never be able to do that, or you're not qualified to do that. Moses had to deal with that when God called him. I'm not qualified. Fear came to him.